Let me tell you, I'm so excited about what God is doing in our midst. And to begin with, I'm really, really honored this week, and actually the past 2 weeks, to have my sister who came all the way from Kenya. And I know we are going to give her a chance to greet her, to greet us. And what a privilege to have one of my siblings to come and visit me. Amen. I don't know some of you who have your siblings here, or maybe you have your relatives. You know, I now know how it feels, you know, to have your sister or your brother just around you. Amen. Sometimes we take things for granted, but I just want to thank God for that. Amen. Now, last week, we were talking about the power of the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah this side. How about hallelujah this side? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I know you took your breakfast, so it's good to talk to each other. Amen. Now, we prayed, we made declarations concerning certain things concerning our lives. We also prayed even for one of our mothers who is in Kenya, who is not feeling well. And just because of calling upon the name of Jesus, things begin to turn around. Amen. And I remember I talked to Sister Elizabeth, and she told me that she was scheduled for a dialysis or something. But then the doctor came and she said that it was not necessary. Amen. I talked to her yesterday, and you can tell that she's recovering. She's getting better. Praise the Lord. And I want to emphasize the message that the name of Jesus is just a necessary tool when we have it in our close proximity, that you can mention the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful, it's able to penetrate through walls that you are not able to penetrate. It can travel distances that you cannot be able to travel. Amen? And just gives us the ability to know who we are in the Lord. Amen? Let me tell you, man, we'll just relax and let God take his course in our lives. Amen? I'm telling God to help me to come to comprehension, to a comprehension point whereby I don't need to freak out. I don't need to worry about things that are going to happen, because let me tell you, trouble is going to come to us because we are Christians. Amen? And the devil is raging throughout this life and throughout our time, trying to look for somebody to devour. Amen? He is rolling and he is creeping and trying to encroach into your lives. But you know what? When you know who you are in the Lord. I had a story one time of a man who was a preacher of the gospel. And he had some things, you know, the story is, I don't know how true this story is, but the story is told that when he had things, you know, hitting each other in the kitchen while he was asleep. I don't know how many of you would wake up to find out what that is. But the story goes that when he woke up and realized that it was the devil, you know, he just, it's only you, the devil, and he went back to sleep. How do you like that? And when demons come to trying to terrorize you, that you know who you are in the Lord and that you can exercise your authority in the name of Jesus and know that things are going to be well. Amen? Hallelujah? Hallelujah! Amen. Just shout a big amen like you believe it. Amen. Amen. Because we have been delivered. We have been set free. The blood of Jesus Christ has been shed, and we have come to be accepted into his beloved. We have been called sons and daughters of the King. Praise the Lord. And we have been raised up in the heavenly places, and we are ruling with Christ. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, this is your position, that you are a delivered believer, you have been set free, and that you have been given power and authority. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that no weapon that is fashioned against you that shall prosper. Amen. The Bible tells me that I will step on snakes, I will step on scorpions, and nothing shall by any means do what? Hurt you. Praise the Lord. This is the portion of everybody who is a believer. Praise the Lord. I know many times the devil tries to bring this information. Oh, you cannot make it in this life. You cannot make it in this assault that I'm sending to you right now. You cannot even make it. You can't. Where's the kutoboa in this area? You know, watch yourself. You're going to just be flabbergasted and defeated. But you know what? When the devil tells you that, tell him that I'm a child of a king. I've been delivered. I've been set free. I've been justified. I've been made the righteousness of God. And I'm walking in the heavenly places with my Father. And I can exercise the power. And you know, let me tell you, these things we've had from the time we got born again until we are so accustomed to them. And until we think that, you know what, we've had it and over again. And sometimes we fail to exercise them. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes I challenge myself because I feel like sometimes I don't even pray too much. So many times depend upon my own ability and I depend upon my own strength and I'm wondering how is this thing going to be saved? And you know, before I realize who I am, then I would have gone through so much turmoil in my life. And kumbe, if I had exercised, if I had reckoned who I am and my position in the Lord long time ago, I would have exercised that power and authority to that situation. Praise the Lord. So I would like us that this will be second to nature, that whenever we are under attack, whenever we have been traumatized by a certain issue, for us to invoke the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has the strength and ability to combat anything that would come to you in form would come to you in life, in this life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I would like us to go into the book of Psalm 27. I would like us to share the first few verses there. Psalm 27. Verse number 1 to 6. Psalm 27, verse number 1 to 6. It titles it, A Psalm of Fearless Trust in God. The Bible says, the Lord is my light, and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the refuge and the fortress of my life. Whom shall I dread? When the wicked came against me and eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, even in this I am confident. One thing, David says, he says this, one thing I have asked of the Lord, and that I will seek, is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, or in his presence, all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty or the delightful loveliness and the majestic grandeur of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For when I do this, praise the Lord, verse number 6, for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. Praise the Lord. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me and he will lift me up on a rock. Praise the Lord. The Bible begins by saying that the Lord is my light. Amen. The Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Long before we knew the Lord and long before we even knew that there was a plan for man to have a relationship with God, we all lived in darkness. Praise the Lord. Every one of us. And every child that is born in darkness. And the Bible says, for everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen? It is in the DNA, it is genetically... sin has genetically been transmitted from the first man, Adam and Eve. And so every human being that is born in darkness. Praise the Lord. Now we all know the things that happen in darkness. In darkness, we are not able to see. If, for example, we flip down these lights of this building, you would not even be able to see anyone who is in this building. I can ask you to say, to shout a big hallelujah, and I can hear your voice, and sometimes I can recognize your, who your voice is, but the fact of the matter, I may not be able to see who you are. Amen? But then Jesus comes into the world, and he comes as the ultimate sacrifice to reconcile our relationship that was lost between us and God. And he dies on the cross. And by virtue of him dying on the cross, the Bible says in the book of John that he came to his own, and his own recognized him not. Praise the Lord. Amen. What a tragedy that the Savior of the whole world will come into this universe carrying salvation with him and carrying goodwill for all mankind. But even as he came, we couldn't recognize the equity that he carried, even to bring from the kingdom of his Father, the message that he had come to deliver us from the darkness which we were born in. And he came, and the Bible says that we recognized him not. Amen. And he came as light, but darkness could not comprehend that light. He still wanted to stay in darkness. Darkness still wanted to be dark. But he was the light of God. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says that when he shines his light into our lives through the message of salvation, the Spirit of God, which is light, flows into that dark soul of our lives. And all of a sudden, things are exposed. Praise the Lord. And you even wonder, how did I live all this life? How did I live this life of unforgiveness? How did I live this life of unrighteousness? How did I even survive not fitting in the plan of God, the plan of salvation? Praise the Lord. And the Bible calls him that he is our light. Praise the Lord. He is the light around us. The Bible talks about the light in heaven, that in heaven there would not be any object that will be emitting light, but he will be the light. Praise the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. So he is the light who has come and has exposed the darkness in our lives. And so we are able to look down into our souls. We are able to look down into our hearts. And we are able to wonder, how did I live without, planless, without the plan of God? How did I live without Jesus all these days? We practice religion that tended us to get closer to God. But that was not salvation. I remember years and years when my parents used to be Catholic. And I'm not saying Catholic is bad. But I remember years and years that we used to go to attend Mass, and we'd wake up very early in the morning, and we would go and recite things that we were told by the padre, and we would come out, you know, we would get into the church, not knowing what the plan of God concerning our lives was, and we went there year after year and after year and after year, until one day my mom came to give her life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember it was late in the 70s, and I remember that day, and I think I've given you this story. When my mom came to know who the Lord Jesus Christ was, and he was praying and interceding for the entire family, and he wanted us to know, to be introduced to this light that just dawned into her life. You know, even as we used to go to this church many, many times and practice, you know, Catholicism, my mom would never hesitate to use any bad word against you. You know, he would call you, come here. And if you fail to come, he would just out of the blues, you know what I mean, out of the abundance of her heart, words would flow out of her mouth, and you'd tell, come here or out. You know, you'd call your word. That means darkness was still in her life while she was still going to church year after year. But I saw a change when the light of God came into her. Amen? Because when the light of God comes into our lives, it exposes the dirt that is within us. Praise the Lord. Amen? And it washes us, it cleanses us, and prepares us, and lifts us up into the heavenlies with the Father, and it gives us a brand new plan. Praise be to God. That the life that we used to live, we live no more. Not because there's anything that happened so special in your own strength or ability that you couldn't, continue doing the things that you used to do. But now, because the light of God has flowed into your heart. It brings a transformative power within your soul. Praise be to God. And he says that the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Praise the Lord. And he says, whom shall I fear? Glory be to God. The Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Praise God. A few things about the light. The light reveals deep things in our lives and all around us. It tells who we are. Praise the Lord. The time when we used to live in darkness, we used to do things so spontaneously, it was second to nature. You could lie at will. You could do the thing. You could steal people's things and lie about it, and it would never bother you. You could do the things that you know each one of us did those days, and it would be second to nature. It would come so spontaneously because that was the nature of that we had adopted. Praise the Lord. But when the light came, it changes us. It completely turned us around so that we sing that song that the things that I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Not because of our strength, not because it's because of our own ability, but because there's a transformative power, the light that flew in our souls that has brought a change in our lives. Praise the Lord. Light also exposes hindrances that are on our way. You know, many times we used to struggle during those days. We used to even face many calamities. But we never understood why those things came. But now that we are in the light, we are able to know that this challenge has come because I'm a child of God. And I can exercise the power and authority. Praise the Lord that God has given me as a child of God. In other words, that the light God has given us, it gives us, it exposes the hindrances and the challenges that we face in our lives. In fact, if we are so tuned to God, God is able to reveal in our lives the things that are supposed to come in the future. You're just able to commune with God in his presence. And as David says, you know, through the verse right there, that one thing I have asked of the Lord is that I will seek. And that I will seek is that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. That I will desire to stay in his presence. Brethren, I want to encourage each and every one of us that if we can seek and desire to stay in the presence of the Lord, he is able to reveal to us certain things that would come in the future. Amen. Let me tell you, there's no one who is special. The Bible calls Elijah who did wondrous things, a man just like us. Amen. And God can use you just as he used Elisha. God can use me just as he used the man of old. We are not, you know, underprivileged. In other words, if we can acclimatize to the presence of God, God is able to reveal. Let me tell you. We would be able to actually be surprised with our lives if we can just draw just a little bit even to the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just acclimatize and just tell God, God, give me the desire to just draw into your presence. Doesn't mean that we are not in the presence of the Lord, but there's a way we can be born again. But you know, we are just born again, you know, just in a maintenance mode. But God wants us to draw to his presence. Amen? And he says, one thing I have asked of the Lord and that I seek is that I may dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence all the days of my life. Why? Because for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. The light of God within us is able to illuminate into the challenges that are about to come in our future. Because the fact of the matter is, the fact that we are born again, it doesn't exclude us from experiencing problems. It doesn't exclude us from experiencing challenges. Challenges are going to be there. But there's one thing, there's a difference between how anybody who is ungenerated, somebody who doesn't know the Lord, how he faces challenges and how he deals with challenges with the person who doesn't know the Lord. Amen? Anybody who doesn't know the Lord when challenges come, you know, he doesn't even know how to call upon the name of Jesus. He thinks that this is the way of life. This is how it was meant to be. Praise the Lord. But when a challenge comes to a child of God, you know, we are able to ask the Lord to give us the spirit of discernment to know, is this thing coming to perfect me? Is this thing coming to cross me over even to my next level of destiny? Or is this thing from the devil? Because if it is from the devil, I better tie up my belt and I better exercise the authority that God has given me. And I better subject the devil where he belongs. Amen? But if the Lord has allowed a certain trial to come through my life, I know it is for a good reason, because it is preparing me and ushering me to my next level of destiny. Praise the Lord. So when I realize why this trial is in my life, if it is there for me, for the Lord to perfect me so that I can get to the next level of my destiny, I will ask the Lord, God, I thank you for every trial that comes into my life. Therefore, Lord, may you develop this patience that you have told me in the book of James that needs to be developed as a result of me being exposed to this trial. Hallelujah. See, as a child of God, we are able to handle different challenges in our lives differently. We are not just going blindly. Why? Because the light of God exposes that. What kind of a challenge is this? What kind of a challenge? We're able to use the spiritual microscope to determine what kind of a challenge is this? What kind of a problem is this? What kind of an enemy am I facing? Is this brother that I'm getting hooked up with, is he going to be my enemy? Is this sister that is coming into my life, is she an opposition to my life? And I'm able to go to God and tell him, God, if this connection that I'm getting into, if it is not of you, Lord, may you shatter it. May you destroy it. May you remove it from my life. I don't want to getting hooked up with it. Remove it and close every door. And God is able to do that. That is a privilege that is with a child of God. It is in you, and you can exercise it today. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lord. So light reveals deep things in our lives and all around us. Light exposes hindrances that are in our way, the difficulties, the enemies, and the oppositions that we have to encounter, and how we may be enabled to overcome them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord is also my salvation. Praise the Lord. The Lord is the refuge, is the refuge and the fortress of my life, and whom shall I dread? Amen. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. For an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear, though war arise against me. Even in this I am confident. I will be confident in the Lord. Amen. Church, let me tell you, when we know who we are in the Lord, we don't even have to fret. Amen. As I was reading this story, I remember the story of David and Goliath. You know, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 17, I remembered, you know, the story of Goliath. You see, the armies of the Philistines every time came and mocked the children of Israel. Amen. And they cried, and you know, they said, you know, they came and they were trying to provoke them, you know, into war. And they had this guy who was a soldier in the Palestinian army, and his name was Goliath. The Bible says that he was 9 feet tall, and he was just huge. I believe he was the giants that we read that existed a long time ago. And he came and he started mocking these people. And this is what he said. This is what he said. Goliath went out and shouted to the army of Israel, "Why are you lining up for battle?" Listen what it says. "I am the best in our army, and all of you all of you are in Saul's army. Choose your best soldier to come out and fight me. If he can kill me, our people will be your slaves. But if I can kill him, your people will be our slaves. Here and now I challenge Israel's whole army. Choose someone to fight me." Then the Bible says in verse number 11 that Saul and his men heard what Goliath said, but they were so frightened of Goliath that they couldn't do a thing. Don't we feel like that sometimes? The Goliath in our lives coming to threaten us. We are looking at their stature. We are looking at the words that are the venom that is coming out of their mouths. And let me tell you, you don't even have to go very far. Maybe the Goliath is in your house. Maybe the Goliath is sitting next to you. Amen. In the form of your mind, just telling you that you cannot make it. Amen? Sometimes we expect, you know, when we read these characters of the Bible, to expect that maybe I'll see a big, you know, you know, a giant named Goliath or any other name coming to threaten my life. But the giant Goliath might be just your mind. Just your mind telling you that you cannot make it. Just your mind telling you that you're worthy of nothing. Your mind telling you that you're going to be deported. Your mind telling you that, telling you things that are antagonistic to God's plan concerning your life. Hallelujah. And he sent chills even to the entire... Can you imagine? This guy sent chills to the entire army of Israel. Praise the Lord. But then, within a very short time, let me tell you, God is always on his side. And he is fighting for you. And they looked among themselves and there was no one who was even willing or able to handle Goliath. But there was a young shepherd boy who was taking care of his father's sheep. His name was David. Amen? And David was just a young kid. In fact, when he comes into the scene, his brother Eliab looked at him and said, you know, what are you doing right now? You ought to be removed from here. You ought to be taking care of the sheep of his father. But something was happening in the wilderness when David was taking care of his father's sheep. David knew that there was the Lord God Almighty who fought his battle. Amen. Amen. Young as he was, lanky and thin and short and in his youth, he knew better. He knew better than anybody among the armies of Israel. And he came and he said, he overheard these people talking about this big giant called Goliath. And he said, who is that? What is he saying? What is he saying? Just talking against the armies of the Most High God. And he said, you know what? I want to take up this challenge. I want to take up this challenge. And you know what? There is a David in you. Hallelujah. No matter how you look at yourself, there is a David in every one of us. Amen. All we need to do is just activate it. There is a David in every me. There's a David in me. Ben, there's a David in you. But sometimes the devil wants to suppress that David in you. But let me tell you, if you can let loose that David in your life, if you can just let him loose, don't look upon where you have come from. Don't look upon who you are. Don't look upon the magnitude of your problems. Just let David loose in your life. Because God is going to show himself up for you. This is not going to be your battle. Remember King Jehoshaphat when he was surrounded in the book of 2 Chronicles? He is surrounded by the Midianites and so many armies came to him. And he wondered, what am I going to do? I am just so helpless. And you know what? He called on a prayer and a fast for the entire army. And they prayed because they didn't have anywhere to go. If they looked on the right, they were surrounded. If they looked on the left, they were surrounded. If they looked on the back, everywhere they looked, they were surrounded and they were ready to be attacked. But he declared a cry unto the Lord. He told everybody first, fast and pray, for we want God to come and deliver us. And let me tell you, the moment we set ourselves to draw to the presence of the Lord, he will never disappoint us. Hallelujah. If we can choose just to draw to the presence of the Lord, even a little bit, and just sacrifice ourselves and say, God, this week, I want to spend some time in prayer. I want to spend some time in your word. Lord, teach me the precepts of your word. Lord, let your light illuminate through my path. Lord, may you expose my enemies. Lord, expose my opposition. Expose the people who have been sent out by the evil one to hurt me. God will do so. Hallelujah. And remember what God did. He came through a prophet and said, you don't even have to fight this battle. Can you imagine? How do you like the words of God, the comforting words of the Almighty God coming to tell you, in spite of you being surrounded by enemies telling you, you don't even have to fight this battle. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know, let me tell you, church, many times we're trying to figure out how this fight is going to be fought. Many times we waste our time trying to find out, okay, I need $10,000 right now. Where am I going to get $10,000? And you're thinking of so-and-so, maybe you can call to give you $5,000. Maybe you're thinking of some friends who can come and give you. Or maybe a difficult situation. How is this situation going to be solved? Many times we're spending time wondering how this thing is going to be solved. But in this case, he says, stand still. I mean, the God who fought for Jehoshaphat is still the same God that is here in 2016. He hasn't changed an iota. And he still can display his works just as he did in the old. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel that the God who thundered on Mount Sinai, he cannot come and thunder today. He is still thundering, in a diminished way. But he still can show up in your life. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Back to the story of Goliath. David comes and says, he comes and now he is facing Goliath. And he's telling Goliath, In fact, Goliath looked at him and he said, am I a dog that you're coming to me with the sticks? Because, you know, Goliath, you know, David had the shepherd's stick. And this is what he told Goliath. This is what he addressed Goliath, and this is what he said. You've come out to fight me with a sword and a spear and a dagger. This is David speaking to Goliath. But I have come out to fight you in the name of the Lord, all powerful. Amen. Amen. I have come to fight you in the name of the Lord, all powerful. He is the God of the Israel's army. He wants to remind Goliath who the army of Israel was. This is God's Israel army, and you have insulted him too. Hallelujah. Today, the Lord, I like this man. This is like prophetic. He says this, today, the Lord will deliver me to defeat you. I will knock you down and cut your head. Can you imagine this, a little boy? In fact, what do you think? If a little boy just like Masharia, just comes and tells a big giant that I'll cut your head, you think maybe my Masharia is maybe out of his mind, right? But this guy, he had an experience with the Lord. Amen? I will knock you down and cut your head, and I will feel, listen to this, I will feed the bodies of the other Philistine soldiers, not only you. I'm not only gonna cut your head and feed it to the birds, but all the Philistines' army, and I will feed them to the birds and wild animals. Then the whole world will know that Israel has a real God. Do you know the message that God is telling us? God wants to show off your life. God wants to show off your life. Amen? See, when you do something, for example, if you do something, you're able to say, I'm the one who did this. You know, I was able to call so-and-so, and because I have favor, you know, I was able to do this. But how about when God comes and you know that it was God who came to deliver you, and everybody within that area or everybody within the circle of your friends look at you and they're saying, how could he have done that? I know him, where he has come from. I know that he doesn't have any connection. I know that he didn't have any money. I know that he didn't have this and that. But how did it happen? They are able to look back and say, I think his God did it for him. Amen. And they're able to say, if there's a God, I want to serve the God of Sammy. I want to serve the God of Tony, because they have seen that God has come to show off your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Then the whole world will know that Israel has a real God. Everybody here will see that the Lord doesn't need swords or spears to save his people. Hallelujah. The Lord always wins his battles. Oh, you missed a good part to say amen. When the Lord, when the battle is the Lord's in your life, you want to know that this battle I'm going to win. No matter how I seem defeated right now. I may be kicked and I may have not even have enough clothes. I may even have missed my payments. But I know this battle is the Lord's. The Lord, when he is involved in that battle, oh my God. Let me tell you, you may not really understand what I'm saying right now. When God is engaged in your battle, you don't even have to worry. Because he says that he never loses any battle. Amen? And he will help us defeat you. Now, something that you have, maybe, and I'll say this in close, is that David had an experience with the Lord in the wilderness. He is not just coming here. He's not just coming here to say, oh, who is this? David hasn't had an experience before. And I like experiences like that, because whenever I go through a tragedy and I'm able to see the presence of my God delivering me, whenever I face another problem, I have a memory to tell God that, God, if you did that for me, then what is this mountain before me? Amen? It is good to have hallmarks in your life. It is good to have experiences with your life whereby God was completely, you know within no doubt or any specks of doubt that God came to deliver you. When He delivers you, the moment you face another problem, you are able just only to look back and you're able to say, God, I remind you, in March of 2011, in that very hot day, Lord, I was desperate, but when I called upon your name, you came to deliver me. Lord, what is this mountain compared to that mountain that I had? You conquered for me. I know that you're gonna conquer for me in this one. Amen. Have hallmarks of faith. Have things that you can go back and say, God, if you're able to deliver me, you can deliver me in this one. You see, David in the wilderness, you know what he said? When a bear and when lions came to snatch a sheep from my father's herd, I went and removed that sheep from the lion's mouth and I rescued the sheep. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you, even with your strong muscles, right now, you can see your father's sheep being killed by a lion and you go run and snatch it out of the lion's mouth without having confidence in God that He's going to fight for you? Because you know what is going to happen is that the lion is going to leave the lamb and you're going to be the meal, right? You may be the dinner. And this is exactly what happened. When David came and when the lions and the bears came and found David trying to rescue the sheep of his father, you know what they did? They came to attack him. But you know what David said? I pressed and pressed on their chest and they died. And he talks about lions. In fact, if you read the Bible, it doesn't say a lion. He says lions and bears. So it wasn't just a single event. It wasn't not just a single experience. This is something that he had done many, many times in the wilderness. Unbeknown to the soldiers of Israel. Hallelujah. So in the secret place, this is what it teaches us. That you can be doing wonders and miracles when you're secluded in a secret place, seeking and facing and calling upon the name of the Lord. Your battle is not just going to be won when people are looking at you. But your battle is going to be won in this closet in here. You see this closet when nobody is seeing you. This is when I'm calling upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, you know I depend upon you. Oh, God, may you come for me. And when I show up here, when I'm showing up here, I'm like, hey, just bring him now. Where is he? But the battle was won where no one was ever seeing me. Church, as I conclude, listen, don't be like some sons called the sons of Sceva. The sons of Sceva thought that this was just an easy battle. That Paul, you know, he would say, in the name of Jesus, I command every devil to come out of you. And the demons would go, and they would go. Yeah? The sons of Sceva said, oh, wow, how easy is this done? And little did they know that Paul sometimes was in the dungeons calling upon the name of the Lord, in the secret place where he was never known. And so the sons of Sceva, they come and say, in the name of this Jesus that Paul preaches, I bind and rebuke you. Come out. And the demons say, and they remove all the clothes and the guy. Why? We didn't know this. We thought this was an easy battle. Be careful. Sometimes we fight the battle like that. Before you say the name of Jesus, ask yourself, did I fight the battle in the closet? Did I fight it in there? But I want you to know, each and every one of us has access because the light of God has come. And because the Lord is your salvation, you have been delivered from the powers of darkness, and that the devil fears you 24/7. Even when he tries to bring assaults into your life, he's just trying to sneak them in because he knows that the moment you realize it's in him and you just awake like this and you say, in the... he'll be running off his way. But you see, he wants to shut you down. He doesn't want you to exercise the power and authority that has been given you. Church, stand on your feet. Praise the Lord. He is the light and he is my salvation. In whom shall I be fear? In whom shall I fear? Amen. You're going to receive calls from Kenya. trying to tell you that things are in a bad shape, you know, people are sick. But let me tell you, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Exercise the power that God has given you. Amen. The Bible tells us that He has given us power and authority. We shall step on snakes, and when they try to poison us, they will not be able. We shall step on scorpions. When they try to strike us, they will not be able because of that power. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just delivered this word as you gave it to my heart. It is not in our ability. We shall not fight this battle by our own strength. The weapons of our warfare are mighty in God. They are not carnal. And it is not by power, our own strength, or any energy that we have, but it is the power of the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, I pray that we shall depend upon you, that we shall call upon your name, O God, that we shall draw to the house of the Lord, that we shall desire the presence of the Lord. For we know in the day of trouble, you shall hide us in the most secret place where nobody can see us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for a prayer covering over each and every one of us. I pray for clear understanding of the word. I pray for clear acknowledgement of the position in which you have given us as your children. Let us realize how high a position that is, and that we shall not take it for granted, that God, we shall know that you've called us to be ambassadors of Christ in the places where you've called us. Be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. You might be in this place, you've never given your life to Jesus, or you're sick in your body, I'd like to pray for you. Or you have a special need that you want us to pray for, just lift up your hand, I'm going to pray with you. Is there anyone like that? You want to give your life to Jesus, you have a special need, I see those hands. Praise the Lord, lift up your hand, I'm going to pray for you. And we are going to pray in agreement, amen? Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those lifted hands, O God. Your hand is not short to save and to see what your people are going through. And right now, in the name of Jesus, may you travel your power into their lives. In the name of Jesus, overturn the plan of the devil concerning their lives. Overturn any evil plan that was destined for them. In return, let the glory of God, let your power be revealed in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every plan of the enemy. I cancel any attack of the enemy. I cancel any assault of the devil in the name of Jesus. I render powerless the schemes of the enemy regarding their lives and their families in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that the revelatory light of God shall be revealed to them, O God. May they see everything concerning that issue right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, give them an answer. Give them a solution to what they need. If those needs be for people who are sick, I declare your healing power of their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and we honor your name and we declare it done. In Jesus' name we pray. We all say amen. Amen. Give Jesus a hand of praise. Hallelujah. May God bless you.
Thank you, Papa. Let's appreciate